Looking forward to our conversation the rest of the hour. Really grateful to have been able to work with Mark Kelly's team to carve out a few minutes to chat on air here in Southern Arizona about his campaign, the issues that are important to him, and the road ahead. And that's the balance of our hour. Mark Kelly, former NASA astronaut, 25 years in the Navy, entrepreneur, and also well known as the husband of Gabby Giffords, who represented Arizona's 8th congressional district, is on the air with us. Mark Kelly, thank you so much for your time and hope you're doing well. How are you, sir?
I am good, Zach. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. So this has become the first question I ask all candidates running for office, and you might chuckle because it is the name of the show. But what was your tipping point moment when you woke up one morning and said, you know what, this is the race, I'm the guy, I got to jump in? What snapped for you, so to speak, in terms of jumping into this race?
Well, Zach, there was a tipping point, but let me first say that I've been a public servant most of my life. I was even driving an ambulance when I was, I was an EMT when I was 16. I was driving an ambulance by the time I was 17. I went into the Navy after college. I flew airplanes in combat. I was a test pilot. I was an astronaut for 15 years. So I've been a public servant for a large segment of my life. But the tipping point part of this was there was an event. It was the night before the election in 2018, and Gabby and I were down at the Van Buren. It's a music venue in Phoenix, and we were watching the Gin Blossoms. And a young woman came up to me. She didn't seem much older than my eldest daughter, Claudia, who's 25. She might have been a few years older. And she leaned over to me and she said, "Hey, my son has Down syndrome, and I am terrified that he's going to lose his health insurance. Would you please consider running for the U.S. Senate?" And that's a quote. And so I told her I would. So if there was any one point in there, and that's the point when I started seriously looking at this.
Right. I'm sorry, go ahead. And that was going to be my second question, was some of the experiences that you pulled in. You mentioned healthcare, but economy and jobs, border security and immigration, climate change and the environment. These are items that you've listed that are important to you, and we'll get into those a little bit more in detail in the second part of our conversation. But what do you see for Southern Arizona's future, for Arizona's future? You're running for John McCain's seat against what many presume to be will be Martha McSally, also an aerospace pioneer. But why are these issues important to you, and what are some of your goals should you win the seat in the fall?
Well, so Arizona has a history of folks serving in Washington, D.C., with a sense of independence about them. That's something that's very true to the West, and we've seen that in Senators John McCain and Barry Goldwater, and my wife, Gabby Giffords, somebody who would work across the aisle who wasn't a partisan, and I think it's important to have that in Washington, and we need more of that. I think it's also important to have folks that are going to bring, science and data and facts to making some of these hard decisions. You talk about the economy and jobs and border security and immigration and climate change. And often I feel that the folks that represent us in Washington, D.C. are not doing a very good job focusing on the data and the information that helps them make hard decisions. Instead, they often are responding to big corporations. On healthcare as an example, why is it that seniors have to pay more for their prescription medication than somebody who's younger and might get the same prescription through the VA? And it's because Congress, many members of Congress, are often beholden to big pharmaceutical companies and won't allow Congress to negotiate the price of prescription drugs under Medicare. And it hurts seniors here in our state. So it's this sense of independence that I feel is really important. independence from political parties and big corporations, and also bringing, you know, some, you know, science and data and, you know, paying attention to reality to Washington, D.C., I think is a very important thing for the future of our state and the future of our country.
We're speaking with Mark Kelly now and for the balance of the hour. Mark, and maybe it hasn't, I'd love to get your thoughts on this before we drill down into a couple of things. But I would imagine that what was in your head when you sat down, put your platform together, put some of your policy proposals together, I would imagine COVID-19 changed the trajectory of at least some of those things. How has COVID-19 and where the country will be should you win the seat in the fall, how has that shifted how you're thinking about your message, your role, and what you would hope to do in a national leadership role?
Well, this pandemic is it's obviously a healthcare crisis, and it's an economic crisis at the same time, and we've got serious issues. We've got to solve the healthcare part of this. We have to get to the point where we have a vaccine and better treatments. We need to improve testing so we can figure out who's been infected and then trace their contacts so we can reduce the spread of this virus. Those things, I think, they're obviously critical now, and they're going to be critical past November as well. And then we've got to repair the economy. I mean, there are so many individuals through no fault of their own are now suddenly unemployed. And we have to support them and get them through this. At the same time, we've got to make sure that small businesses, we have 550,000 small businesses here in the state. And I think something like 40% of all employees work at a small business. So we have to make sure that we have the backs of small businesses so they're going to be there when we get out of the other end of this thing, so individuals have jobs to go back to. So I think a lot of the work in Washington, D.C. is going to be at least in the initially, is going to be about, you know, getting through this healthcare crisis and then the economic crisis as well.
Since we're on this note, I did want to talk about one of your campaign platform planks, and that is strengthening the economy and jobs. What is your kind of broad plan for doing that? And if someone is, you know, looking at you, looking at Martha McSally, what would you say? Again, we're being a little presumptive here because there is a Republican primary, but what we assume to be true. If someone is looking at the choices going into the fall, where would you say you differ? What is your distinguishing point around economy and jobs in the Senate seat? How would you create more for Arizona and around the country?
Well, I want to see an economy that's going to work for everybody, not just the small percentage at the top. And we need to focus on creating high-paying jobs and then training Arizonans to fill those jobs. One of the places you start with is that's with education. And here in our state, we often, when you look at lists of how we perform or per pupil spending in the state of Arizona, we often fall very close to the bottom. We should not be at the bottom. Education is our future. So we have to modernize our education system. We have to focus more on math and science and the skills that people need to get good-paying jobs. And then we have to invest in workforce development. Those additional skills and apprenticeships that are so important to allow people to have the skills and the training to go into industries that need to grow here in the state. You know, one of those is energy. You know, solar is something that my wife, Gabby Giffords, focused significantly on. And as we tackle this issue of climate change, at the same time, we can provide good, high-paying jobs to folks that have the education and the skills and the training. So these aspects work together. And you talked about Southern Arizona. The governor has often focused on Southern Arizona. And when he first ran for office and his first term in office, you'll hear him mention this, that, you know, the success of our state, we also have to make sure the southern part of our state does well. And that means more industry here, more jobs, and high-tech, good-paying jobs in southern Arizona. It's incredibly important.
You know, as we close on this topic, and I want to start our next segment, Mark Kelly, talking about border security and immigration, speaking of the southern part of our state here. But you're an entrepreneur. You have been in space. You're a former NASA astronaut. You have spent 25 years serving our country in our armed forces. You know, Southern Arizona especially, seems to have a lot of potential around space. Space tech, we're really grounded around kind of our military sector here. Is there anything that, you know, we could be, are those areas we could be growing more intentionally? Those are maybe things that are of our potential here in Southern Arizona that we're not focusing on enough?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've got a great university that produced, you know, world-class scientists and engineers. We've got Raytheon, which is an incredible company, one of the largest employers, the largest employer in Southern Arizona. And we need to build on that. I was part of a group that that founded a company here called Worldview, south of the airport in Tucson. And it's a company that's created high-paying jobs, and it's generated millions of dollars of economic impact. We need more of that. And, you know, the space tech area is something I'm rather familiar with from 15 years at NASA. But the great thing about this part and this sector of our economy is that the jobs pay really well. Now, it does require education and training, and in a lot of cases, it's engineers, but there's also, you know, technical skills and, you know, folks that are, you know, doing hands-on vocational aspects of the work there. Those are high-paying jobs as well, and it's important to bring that to the state, but also especially to Southern Arizona.
We are on the air for about a 25-minute conversation with Mark Kelly, a Senate candidate here working to fill John McCain's seat here in Arizona. We're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we'll stick with the southern part of the state. We'll talk border security and immigration, as well as some environment issues and other things here for our first conversation with Mark Kelly. We'll keep diving into some of the issues here. First time on this show speaking to Southern Arizona. We'll be right back, Tucson, here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Tucson, welcome back. We are on for the next few minutes with Mark Kelly, U.S. Senate candidate here in Arizona, who many expect to face Martha McSally in the general election. Two aerospace pioneers and one of the most hotly contested, we expect, Senate races in the entire country. Mark, I want to touch on border security and immigration real quick, but we did have a listener comment, and it's a good one during the break, and that would be, you talked about supporting small businesses. What are your thoughts on how the CARES Act was rolled out and how the money got to small businesses? If anything, what would you have done differently? What went wrong there?
Well, I think Congress did mess this part of it up. I mean, it was well-intentioned, and we do need to support small businesses, but the small business owners that I've spoken to across Arizona, they face some significant delays in getting that relief money. In some cases, they have not been approved for it. And the sad part about this is the language in the law allowed big companies and even some pro sports teams to get these relief funds that were clearly intended for small businesses and small businesses here in our state. And that's not right. And we need to have the backs of these small business owners, and this needs to be fixed.
Mark Kelly, one of the big issues that is, you know, front and center here in Arizona, of course, is border security and immigration. What would you do as a U.S. senator to strengthen security and make immigration a more streamlined process? What are some of your basic thoughts on what's going wrong there and how you might fix it?
Well, a lot's going wrong. I was just down on the border right before this coronavirus hit earlier in the year. And Gabby and I, you know, we rode the border on the on horseback and looked at the wall that's going up just east of Douglas, and talked to ranchers on the border about the immigration issue that they're dealing with. It's pretty clear that Washington has failed Arizona on this issue. We have spent hundreds of billions of dollars over a couple decades, and we haven't gotten much for it. We need an immigration. Well, first of all, we need border security. If you were to ask NASA, the agency that I used to work for, I spent 15 years at, how you would do border security here in the southern part of our state, you would not come up with a 17th century solution for a 21st century problem. You would use technology and use different things in different places, and it would be a lot less expensive. But we also need an immigration system that's going to reflect our values and a system that will strengthen our economy. So where the solution does start with strong border security, we really have to respect our values as a nation, and we can't be taking kids away from their parents. We also need more immigration judges at the border so they can, assess these claims more quickly. Our Latino population here is about 30%, and many individuals here in our state were brought here as children. So we also need to address this issue of dreamers and what their status is going to be and how they're going to continue to live in the country, and what their future is. How are they going to get an education, jobs? That's stuff that Congress currently isn't doing, and they often just, it winds up being more of a political fight than solutions to problems here in our state.
We're talking with Mark Kelly, U.S. Senate candidate. Mark, I wanted to shift back to worldview real quick here before our interview is done. You've been very outspoken lately, and I know we'll continue to be, on the myriad of threats that China poses to the United States. But there's also been some things also written that speak to some investment from a large Chinese company in worldview. I think we can all expect China's going to be a huge topic in the general election. Do you expect this to be a challenge? And what would you say to your ability to speak to China while also investment in worldview from a large Chinese company? Do you expect that to be a challenge for you, or what would you say to that?
Well, first of all, I served in the Western Pacific. I lived in Japan for 2.5 years. I was stationed aboard the USS Midway. We spent a lot of time in the South China Sea dealing directly with the Chinese Navy, mostly. Sometimes the Russian Navy and Russian Air Force, but a lot with the Chinese Navy. And we clearly know that we cannot trust China. I've known that, my entire adult life, certainly during my 25 years of service in the Navy. The same is true for when I was at NASA. Before my third space flight, they shot down one of their own satellites, caused a significant increase in space junk in low Earth orbit, the orbit we were in, by the way. This is their military doing it. What really frustrates me is, despite all that, as early as January, as we've been dealing with the coronavirus, the president's intelligence briefings repeatedly warned that China was suppressing information about this virus. But still, the president said China's being transparent. China is never going to be transparent with us. On the other part of that question, a number of groups that invest in promising technology companies also invested in this company. And they often make investments in companies like Tesla and Uber, Spotify, Snapchat. And starting a small business, it's a challenge, but it's my experience as a NASA astronaut, as somebody who was a test pilot. I did acquisition. I worked in flight safety as a combat pilot, allowed us to, found this aerospace company in Arizona. And that's a good thing for Southern Arizona. It generates millions of dollars of economic impact. and creates a lot of high-paying jobs.
Mark Kelly, that about brings us to time. Thank you so much for carving out a few minutes for us this morning. U.S. Senate candidate running as a Democrat here in Arizona, expected to face Martha McSally in the general election. Hotly contested Senate race is expected. Really grateful for your time. If anyone listening wants to find out more about your platform, wants to participate in terms of volunteering or donating, where can people go to find out more about your campaign, Mark Kelly?
You can just go to www.markkelly.com.
Mark Kelly, thank you so much for your time, and stay healthy out there, and be well, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Southern Arizona soon.
Zach, it was great talking to you today, and I would be really, if I could just take another minute to put in a plug for NASA. We're getting ready here tomorrow, or actually today, maybe tomorrow, depends on the weather. American astronauts launching from American soil again, hopefully today. It's a big deal, using U.S. rockets built here in the United States. So I'm very excited to see that, and I hope your listeners will take the time to tune in this afternoon.
Mark Kelly, thank you for plugging that. I was hoping we'd get to it. We ran out of time, so thank you for fitting that in. It's great how that worked out. That is today. Mark Kelly, we'll talk soon. Be well, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Zach. Bye.
Tucson, we'll be back Thursday, same time, same place. Hugh Hewitt coming up, Bill Buckmaster at noon. Take care.